Now, welcome to episode 16, guys, right? So we're talking about intentionality. Now, if you remember, I wrote a book called Achieving at the beginning of this year because my aim this year is to help people achieve their goals, you know, to help people ensure that, you know, at the end of the year, by the end of 2020, they meet their goals and, you know, they are proud of themselves. Because guess what? And I'm sure you've heard me, you know, say this quote again and again, right? Where success is the progressive realization of a worthy ideal, right? And if you are not progressively chasing a worthy ideal, you know, you might have an issue whereby you're not growing. And at the end of the year, by the end of 2020, you start feeling sad, you start feeling dejected, you start feeling like, you know, the year just passed and nothing happened, which was pretty much what happened in 2019, right? So that's why I said, as much as possible, we will try to do these classes to just help you grow. Now, goal achieving is amazing, right? I wrote a book about it, a free ebook. If you've not gotten it, I'll put a link under this video so that you can also get it. If you're listening on the podcast, you can also get it. It's easy. In fact, you can just go to my website, www.theothman.com, and you'll get your copy of Goal Achieving. Now, basically, what Goal Achieving is doing is to help you overcome those mistakes that people make when they try to set goals, those mistakes that people tend to naturally make, right? So I talked about it in the book. But I realized that meeting our goals comes with a bit of, I don't know how to put it, but it comes with some kind of relaxed attitude. So let's say, for example, you set a goal and then you meet that goal, right? You now become relaxed and say, okay, you know, I've met my goal, I'm cruising. And really, good is the enemy of great. And that's why I realized that instead of us to be talking about, you know, goal achieving alone, let us incorporate something else that would ensure that we always meet our goals. And what is that thing? That is growth, right? And so John Maxwell wrote a book about growth, which is the 15 invaluable laws of growth. And honestly, I've read that book about three to four times now since I got it, right? It has always helped me to keep growing. It has always helped me to achieve my goals, to be able to meet and surpass my goals, right? And so for the next 15 weeks, that's what I want to be talking about. I'm going to take one law from this book, right? And I will share my own insights about it. And then hopefully, you know, I believe that you'll be able to grow, right? And so the first law is the law of intentionality. And the law of intentionality says that growth doesn't just happen. So you can't just think that because you want to grow, you will grow. You have to be intentional about growing. And I'll tell you guys one of the mistakes that, you know, we make where we assume that, you know, we're going to grow is because from the time you were a child, right, growing physically, you just had to eat, sleep, wake up, you grow, you add weight, you know, you become taller without any input from you. And so that sort of made us as start to feel like naturally, you know, we'll just grow naturally, right? And so there are 8 growth traps that John Maxwell talks about in the first chapter of the book. And it's amazing that the first chapter is on intentionality, meaning that you have to be intentional about your growth, right? Because how we do one thing is how we do everything. So if you're not intentional about growing in every area of your life, you really won't see growth, right? So there are 8 growth traps, and really that's what I want to talk about today. Now, the first growth trap is the assumption gap, right? And it says that, you know, we assume that automatically we're going to grow, which is what I was talking about earlier, right? We assume that just because we're kids and then we grew up and then we, you know, went to school, went to secondary school, went to university, naturally we'll grow. But you see, the biggest mistake you make is that after school and when you start working and, you know, you've done your NYC and everything, if you are not very intentional about your growth, you won't grow. Now, I'll give you guys an example. How many people have you seen? And you work, probably you're working and you work with people, you have colleagues, even you yourself. I want you to ask yourself this question, right? How come you will see that 10 years, 5 years have passed, and you haven't even grown. You've been in the same place. You're having the same job. You haven't added yourself educationally. You are still doing the same thing that you're doing. You know, there's no growth, right? And it's because we assume that we'll grow naturally. If you're not intentional about your growth, there is no way that you can grow. And the funny thing is that if you are not growing, guys, I'll tell you this for free. If you are not growing, you are dying. Simple as that. You see, nature abhors stagnation. Everything in life grows. Look at a tree, for example. If a tree stops growing, what does the tree do? It starts to die. And that same thing with human beings. And when I say dying, I don't mean that, you know, you're going to like physically die. But of what purpose is it that you're living a life that is less than your potential? So you have the potential to live a bigger life, a richer life, to be better, to be, do, and have more. And you're just settling for mediocrity, right? So the first gap that we face is the assumption gap. The second gap is the knowledge gap. And that's when people say, but I don't know how to grow. The funny thing is that when you ask a lot of people, right, what are your growth plans? They don't know. They can't tell you. So I'll ask you, what are your growth plans for 2020? What are the things that you're going to do? What courses are you going to take? What seminars are you going to attend? What new business are you going to launch? What new product are you going to launch? Even if you're already a business person, even if you work in an office, what new position are you going to aspire to? I'll give you guys a personal example, right? From the time, and I'm sure if you've been following me and you've been listening to my, you know, podcast or my lessons or classes, you would know that I always say this, right? That from the time I finished university till date, my salary has never finished without having a part of it kept for personal development. And you see, the funny thing is that the time will pass anyways. Whether you grow, whether you don't grow, the time will pass. Right. So if you don't have if you say that you don't know how to grow, right? So think about it. What is the next step you need to take in your journey, right? Sometimes you don't have to think too far into the future. Just think, what's the next step? What's the next class I can take? In fact, guys, you know what? The fact that you're even listening to this podcast means that, you know, you are a bit on your way to growth. You are beginning to say that, okay, you know what? I'm going to listen to things that will add value to me, right? Now, you need to, and I'll give you some free resources, right? You go to Coursera, right? Or you can go to Udemy. There are so many free courses available that can help you grow. And the funny thing is that once you start, you will see that you start attracting those things and you'll start coming into your awareness and you get better at it, right? The third growth gap, right? The third trap is the timing trap. And the timing gap says that it's not the right time, right? So it's always that we are waiting for that perfect time for us to be able to grow. But you see, the truth is that there's never a perfect time. I'll give you guys this example. There are five frogs standing on a log of wood, right? And four of those frogs decide that they are going to jump off of the log. How many frogs are left? Now, first time I heard this, I thought four frogs decide to jump. There'll be one left now. Wrong. If you thought one left, you're wrong. Deciding to do something is not doing it. So the four frogs decided to jump. They didn't jump. They just decided. So you see, when you decide that you're going to do something, it doesn't mean that you've actually done it. So I want you to understand that decision or deciding to do something is totally different from actually doing that thing. And that brings us to something that I wrote in my book, Goal Achieving, right? The law of diminishing intent. And the law of diminishing intent says that the longer you take for you to take action, the less likely it is that you will actually take action on that thing. So whatever it is that you decided, you know, so we said knowledge gap, you should, you know, check Coursera, check Udemy. There are so many courses out there. Now, I'm sure you'll be thinking, I'll do it tomorrow. But remember the law of diminishing intent. There's never the timing, and don't fall into the timing gap, right? Because timing gap says that, you know, this is not the right time. You always say that you're busy. You always say that, you know, you don't have enough time. But the truth is that you can always make time for those things that matter to you. All you have to do is just to sacrifice something. So are you sacrificing the time you spend on the internet? Are you sacrificing the time you spend scrolling your phone? Are you sacrificing the time you spend Netflix and chilling? Are you going to sacrifice the time you spend watching TV? Something has got to give, right? So the timing gap is what we've talked about, right? The fourth one is the mistake gap. Now that gap is a very serious one as it affects a lot of people, right? And the mistake gap says that people are afraid to fail. They're afraid to make mistakes. They're afraid to start from the beginning. They're afraid to be seen as novices in something. So than for them to go through that thing, they'd rather just say, you know what? I'm okay the way I am. How many times have you seen people that are supposed to start all over again and they don't start just because they're shy of what people will say? I met a lot of people that started school and somewhere along the line they had issues and they came back and started all over again and they finished. Because guess what, guys? The time will pass anyways. I've seen people that have been in the middle of their life, 30-something year old, and they went back to university and studied the course that they wanted to study. So the truth is, don't be afraid of making mistakes. Don't be afraid of starting all over again. Don't be afraid for people to see you as a novice, because everybody that is of someone of repute was once a beginner. Everybody that, you know, has achieved success now, today, was once just someone that nobody knew about, right? And the funny thing is that the world only focuses on people's success. So you see people talking about Dangote, Bill Gates, and all that. But there was a time that Bill Gates was just a beginner. He was just a learner. He didn't know what he knew now. So don't be afraid of making mistakes, right? Remember, you can always fail forward. Now, failing forward is failing, but instead of, so a lot of people, when they fail, what happens is that they retreat back into their shell. So instead of you to, once you fail, instead of you to retreat back into your shell, right? Failing forward says that once you fail, continue, take lessons from that failure, and then apply it in the next venture that you're going to do. That way you are guaranteed, you are guaranteed not to fail. The fifth one is the inspiration gap. The fifth one is the perfection gap. And the perfection gap says that you're always looking for the perfect way to do things. You're waiting. It's similar to the mistake gap and the timing gap, because you're saying that, no, this is not the perfect time. No, I need all my, everything needs to align. Oh, I'm going to start growing when I get that next job or when I finish this next thing. Look, you will never be able to finish everything. So the idea is always prioritize and know what is of priority to you and execute immediately. The sixth one is the inspiration gap. And the inspiration gap says, I don't feel like doing it. And the mistake a lot of people make, right, with inspiration is that they feel that for you to do something, you have to feel like doing it. And I'll tell you guys something, right? And funny enough, I even talked about it today in our Push Wellness Challenge group. So I created a group to help people meet their fitness objectives for 2020, right? And so what we do is we run 3 kilometers every day. We do intermittent fasting, and then we also do mindfulness exercises. If you are listening to this and you would like to join the group, you know, just send me a message. Or you can even send me an email. My email is othman@thepushnation.com. Send me an email saying that I want to join the fitness challenge group, and, you know, we'll put you in. Now, the amazing thing about, so what I was talking about on the group today was like, I was telling them that, do you guys really know that I don't like running? It's amazing. Like, you think that I love to run. You think that, you know, because I'm always running. But what I realized is that I have to. That's one way that I can use to keep myself fit, right? Is by running. So I don't run because I'm inspired to run. I don't run because I want to run. I don't run because I like to run. I run because it's something that I have to do, right? It's something that I need to do to keep myself fit, right? So it's not all the time that you would feel like, you know, doing the things that you need to do to grow, right? So, and that's one of the gaps that people have, right? Which is the inspiration gap, where they feel like, I don't feel like doing it. But here's the funny thing, right? Most times, doing it is what will actually even help you get the inspiration. It's actually really amazing. It's when you do it that you will now get that inspiration for you to continue. It gets to a point where it just becomes part of you, right? Now, the seventh gap is the comparison gap. And we always compare ourselves and we say that others are better than us. It's natural. And the funny thing is that because of social media nowadays, comparison is easy. Like, all you have to do is scroll your phone. I read a quote recently that says that when we compare ourselves to, especially people on social media, is that we are pausing our growth to monitor other people's growth. Because that time that you're using to scroll, that time that you're using to compare yourself with the people that are on Instagram that are balling, you can use that time to actually grow. You can use that time to actually take a course. You can use that time to actually learn how to invest. You can use that time to learn digital marketing. You can use that time to learn how to be a public speaker. You can use that time to learn how to cook, how to bake, how to set up another business, how to even, you know, become better at the job that you do, right? So when you see yourself scrolling and comparing yourself to others, I want you to take note that what you are doing is you are pausing your growth to monitor other people's growth. Would you want to do that yourself? I don't think so, right? And the last gap is the expectation gap. And that gap just talks about you thinking that it's going to be easier than it usually is. The truth is that most times, right, in everything that we're going to do, we are going to have to pay a price. And that price that you need to pay is going to be more than you plan to pay, right? And it's going to take you more time, right? It's going to take you more time to achieve that thing than you envision. And it's going to be harder than you thought, right? It's just the natural way of things. And once you embrace doing the difficult things, the truth is success will come to you naturally. Because here's the funny thing, it's not everybody that likes to do those difficult things. It's not everybody that likes to do what is necessary, right? And so I'll complete this whole talking about these eight gaps with the quotes that are from Jim Rohn, right? And he says that you cannot change your destination overnight, but you can change your direction overnight. So tonight, I know that you can't change your direction, but I want you to change. You can't change your destination, but I want you to start to change your direction. What are those things that you're going to put? What are those things that you're going to start doing that will help you to grow? Are you going to start taking action to overcome these growth traps? And you see, for you to be able to become intentional about your growth, right? And because we're talking about the law of intentionality, is that growth doesn't happen just like that. You have to be intentional. The first thing you need to do is to do it now. So as you're listening to me, whatever idea you had while you were listening, I want you to execute on it right away. As soon as you finish listening to this, execute it immediately. Because don't fall into the trap of the law of diminishing intent. And the law of diminishing intent, as I said, is the longer you wait before you do what you're supposed to do, the less likely it is that you do that thing that you're supposed to do, right? So if you want to become more intentional, do it now. And then the second thing and the last thing before we close, right, is for you to move from an accidental grower to an intentional grower. So instead of you to just wait for growth to happen to you, instead of you to wait for your office to send you for that training, instead of you to wait for your office to send you for that sales training, you know you're a salesperson, but you're saying, you know what, I'll just wait for my office to send me. Why not sign up for a sales training course? Why not take your growth into your own hands? Why not say that, you know what, you are responsible for your growth? So you'll chart a growth plan. In this 2020, I want you to chart a growth plan. What are those courses that you're going to take? Who are the people that you're going to try to emulate? What are the books you're going to read? Because guess what, guys? Books are one of the greatest ways that you can grow. Right. So thank you very much for joining, you know, for listening to this podcast, or if you're watching it on YouTube, thank you very much for watching. And I want you to share, you know, so whatever link you're getting, it, share to the world, share as much as possible, because guess what? There's someone out there that needs to hear this message. There's someone out there that his growth depends on you. And once you share it, maybe that this message will meet that person at the time of the person's growth, right? So thank you guys